Alan, that was a good winter day. All the hard work paid off.
Yeah, hard work. I guess we've been working hard since we came back at the end of June. We've been doing a lot of work, obviously, with the new players that we've brought in. We've had to do a lot of shape and a bit of basic sort of waves of play and set pieces and going through all that sort of thing. And what is their role in the team? And you know, what are the combinations that are going to work together? We worked out what that was quite a few weeks ago, but it takes a couple of games for that to, you know, bear fruit. You know, you get lads who listen to you and they understand what you mean, and they get that on paper and in theory it should work, and this partnership should work and that partnership should work. But until it actually does, and it has, you know, the results like today. Obviously, I'm talking about Station Ainge up front. You know, that combination, which really should work with our midfielders joining in and the wide men and Tomo. But until today, where they've actually linked up and created so much, and to be honest, they were unplayable for 30 minutes, unplayable as a pair, with Tomo obviously helping, Hench helping. There were two midfielders again, where centre midfielders Tom and Joe were outstanding. So it's something that we've known for a while, and they've known for a while, and we know we can do it. But sometimes it takes a couple of games, two or three games, just for them to see the actual fruit on the tree, if you like.
It was a great way to start the game, wasn't it, when Reece scored that 30-yarder that flew into the top corner. It lifted everybody, not that the needle dipped in, but it lifted them even more, didn't it?
Yeah, well, early goals always lift your team, you know, and with Stacey, he's so unpredictable. You know, that sort of thing is that unpredictable. He's almost predictable. You know, he's going to do something that's, you know, you're not expecting. He's hit it early. I don't think the key was expecting it. I think that's why he's not got done better with it. For me, it looked as if he probably should have done better with it. But it's a great finish. It's a great strike. It's confidence, you know, and that's when I see players with the confidence to try things like that. That fills me with a lot of hope, and it's something that I really like, because with the players that we've got and the talent that we've got, you couple that with confidence, and you've got a real tough team to break down and beat. You know, we've seen that with Spennymoor, Curzon. Yeah, first game nerves. We started off first 25 minutes. We were excellent. We let the goal in, we went a bit ragged, they got back into it, you know, we never recovered from it. We had chances, Tom Elliott's chance, there's a few more chances. We had chances to get the point, but it was a bit of a iffy kind of performance. Spennymoor stepped it up, you know, it was a really good 90-minute performance, should have beaten them. And then tonight we've just taken it that little step further, where the confidence has grown, the partnerships have grown. Defensively, without the ball, we were even better than we were against Spennymoor, and against Spennymoor we were excellent. You know, that disciplined side, that the horrible side that you need to do without the ball, we did that.
Second half started, they got a goal back to make it 4-2. Were you a little bit concerned then that if they scored another one, then yeah, we might collapse?
Yeah, always concerned. That's why you've got to be professional. You've got to see games out. You've got to use your brain. You've got to, you know, you've got to finish the game off. You know, kill the game, they call it, don't they? You kill the game. So there's certain times when we're jogging towards taking free kicks, and we're jogging towards taking throw-ins, and Maddo's maybe can slow down a little bit. You know, he can slow down. You don't have to take that goal kick so quickly without getting booked for time waste and stuff like that. Or you play percentage passes. You know, I was talking to Dave Sayers on the bench about certain situations where obviously the higher you play, the reason why a lot of lads are playing at a higher level, it's not because they're technically better or they're quicker or whatever it is. It's because they make better decisions when in stressful times and in, you know, under pressure, they make better decisions. And there's one or two times when we should have just felt it down the line and left it in behind and took the pressure off us and forced them back, so they've got to run back and we can squeeze up and get out and reshape and you know, and have a bit of a breather. Sometimes you've got to do that, but our lads are trying to plaster the ball to feet. They're trying to manipulate something that's not on, and we're learning that, and we're getting better at that. And if we can learn how to kill games off, and we can learn how to make more correct decisions under pressure, the percentage play in every sport, you've got percentage play. Look at golfers, where, you know, you like golf. Where's the best place to miss? You know, it's a percentage golf. the conditions aren't great, yeah, I can be cocksure and be confident and go for it, but risk and reward is it's in a bunker, a deep bunker, I ain't getting out of it, I'm probably looking at staring at a bogey, or do I just play to the safe side of the green, chip and a bit easy putt? But you know, that's the situation we're in. You know, you're three shots clear going down the 17th, what do? You know, you just put it in the corner, you put it in the play, you squeeze up, and that's something we'll learn.
Well, the lads killed the game reasonably well, didn't you? I think they only allowed Brackley a couple of opportunities. The one off the top of my head was when Johnny Madison had to make the double save when the fullback cut in with a left foot shot and he stopped the follow-up. But I think that was about it really, wasn't it?
I mean, you've got to remember, they're a good team. They're a good team who are fancy to do really well this year, and they've had a couple of good results this season. And they've got some good players and you know, some talent. And they did have they did get into areas where they pass the ball well and they work the ball well, and they're a very well drilled team. But the pleasing thing was, once they got so far up the pitch, we pretty much stopped everything that they did. We quenched it. You know, we were in the right holes. I thought again, Trotman was for me today was different class. Great to see Johnny Burns coming back. You know, and straight back on it. Fantastic. Dom solid. Terry Gilbraith, you know, not used to playing left back anymore. You know, he's been playing centre half a lot, and to get back into that frame of mind is very difficult. He was excellent. He was superb. And then you got your two centre midfielders who worked their socks off. I mean, they must have covered some ground today. Unbelievable, the work rate. And I think that's the thing. That's how you can stop teams like Brackley, because they're not a bad team. Just because they got beat home 4-2, they're not. We worked our socks off, and we deserved that. And our lads put a right shift in. And if you do that with the talent that we've got, if you put a shift in, we're going to get results.
Big game coming up now on Wednesday night against Blyth. They've won 8-1 against Chester today. I think there's goals written all over this match on Wednesday.
There is goals. You know, hopefully there will be goals, and a lot of goals for us. Obviously something's happened to Blyth today, somebody's got sent off, something's happened, and you can get that quite easily, as well as you can have games where you go down 10 men and it's difficult to break them down because they just sit in and are difficult to break down. You can get things where just everything falls to pieces. You know, I don't know who was sent off or in what minute or whatever it was, but I know they were 3-0 up at half time, so it suggested it was quite early when the lad got sent off. If it was an early sending off, you can try and compete for so long, but if it's for any more than 30, 40, 50 minutes where you're down to 10 men, then you start tiring, then you get tired, then you get fatigued, then the gaps start to appear, then people start getting pulled around, and then the opportunities arise. And obviously we know Blyth have got lads who can finish opportunities. Maguire doesn't miss many, so I don't know how many he got, but he doesn't miss many too, yeah. But that's what happens. So I expect it to be a good game. I expect it to be a competitive game because it's a local derby again. We do well in local derbies. You know, I think you look at the Spennymoor games of late, we've done really well. The Blyth games in the past, we've done all right, but but it's games that the lads are up for, and it's hopefully the crowd will cheer us on, and we'll get a result again.
And let's hope we get a decent crowd as well, because a 4-2 away win sends a clear message to everyone: look, we mean business. We're trying to win promotion this season.
Well, it means we're obviously a team that can beat the best teams in this league, because Brackley were fancy to do really well this year. They are one of the best teams in this league, and we're a team that can beat them at their place. I mean, I think that's probably the second time that they've lost in 18 months or over at home. So you put that in context, you know. It's a hell of a result that today, and it wasn't a lucky one, it wasn't a fluke. We outplayed them, we were the better team. And we're a team that I think people should want to watch, you know. I think we play a good brand of football, we score goals. You know, we're not a clean sheet team, to much as my dismay and horror. We're not. Ideally we keep clean sheets, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We know we will potentially, with the way we want to play and attack and get at teams and press, high press, we will expose ourselves occasionally, and we're going to concede the odd goal. But you look at the ones we've conceded, mostly set pieces, mostly and a couple of mistakes and a couple of bad decisions. So we're an exciting team to watch, I think. I think we've got a mix of a bit of everything. We've got pace, we've got skill with Tomo, we've got unpredictability with Staishi, we've got power with Ainge, we've got just electric pace with Henshaw delivery, we've got two centre midfielders that I don't think there's better two centre midfielders in the league. To be honest, I don't see it. Fullbacks that bomb on, that love bombing on, and unfortunately love bombing on at the same time. But that's the nature of the beast when you're asking them to get forward and to express themselves. You're going to get caught occasionally, but we know we can score more goals than the opposition.